Welcome back to Gainesville as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Florida 8-1 on the year. Gators with a 3-0 lead, scoring three runs on four hits in the first inning. And Florida will try to get things started with the middle of the lineup as the cleanup hitter, Bailey Goddard, leads it off. She struck out looking her first time up. Harley Wood, the starting pitcher. One walk, one strikeout. And a base hit on the ground into left field for Bailey Goddard.
Well, in her freshman campaign, Bailey Goddard simply has stepped into this role so well for Florida. Had a home run on opening weekend and just continues to swing the bat so firmly. And what a way for her to rebound after that looking K in the first. A strongly hit single through the left side for the freshman.
That'll send up Julia Cottrell, who also has a hit today, a base hit to left. She came around to score as part of that three-run first inning. Another freshman, 333 hitter.
I'm kind of interested in what Coach Walton has tweaked in this lineup. He put Roberts down at sixth, still the DP, and put Goddard up to fourth. And I'm just interested to see how this lineup sort of sticks.
Pitch just off the plate on the right-handed hitter. Taken outside for ball one.
Because Roberts...
Or ball two, excuse me.
Roberts, as we know, kind of from this early part of the season, has been frankly a little boom or bust at times, right? With its whether it's going to be the long ball that hits and only has one hit outside of that, though, in the four home runs.
Well, she had a big two-run single in the first. Runner going to second. The throw, the tag, not in time. Stolen base for Goddard. The pitch was a strike. It's 2-1 on Cottrell, but now the Gators have a runner in scoring position with nobody out.
First stolen base of the season for Bailey Goddard, and she just got a nice jump and beat out the throw. It was a bang-bang play at second.
And the aforementioned Roberts on deck as this one's blooped out to left, but it's going to drop in foul territory.
Back to that point about Roberts is now you've got strength kind of spread out a little bit more in the order. We saw that against North Dakota State that when you got, you know, say 6, 7, and 8 due up, you've got Roberts, Caraway, and Reynoso. That's a lot of experience at the bottom of your order, but you've got some of that talent in Goddard and Cottrell back-to-back at 4 and 5.
Two balls, two strikes. The pitch from Wood. A little bit high, and the count is full.
That's one that I almost want to mark down to talk to Coach Walton about tomorrow is, as the season goes on through the first 10 games, what is his thought process in adjusting this lineup, and what is he seeing that he thinks kind of gives this, maybe this particular order, the best chance to win?
There's ball four.
And, of course, this is all subjective. It could change tomorrow right back to Roberts being at that four spot, and maybe he's just playing around with his options or wants to give maybe Goddard some more at-bats today. I'm just sort of curious what the thought process is here early in this season for him. And, of course, got his 900th win the other day, and you know, he's always thinking five steps ahead, it seems like.
Well, and if it works out here with another hit by Roberts, you could consider him a genius because he puts Roberts in at number six after batting cleanup earlier today. She had that two-run single in the first, and now she's batting with runners on first and second. First pitch to her is taken for a strike. Jordan Roberts singled to center to drive in those two runs in the first, but then was thrown out at second base.
Roberts had one of the best falls that maybe any Gator. Coach Thomas was saying, the hitting coach.
Pitch taken high for a ball, right-handed here.
You just feel like, and this is kind of the sense you get when you talk to people around this program, is Jordan Roberts is maybe one tweak or just getting a little bit more in rhythm away from, you know, being in that next-level hitter for Florida, already outstanding.
1-1 pitch in there for a called strike, 1-2.
And Jordan Roberts, you know, has been a staple of this lineup, you know, at least even in my memory back to 2016-2017, you know, has been consistently one of those big hitters Florida has.
And that one hit her. So the bases are loaded with nobody out.
And this right here is a critical AB for Jade Caraway, a chance to knock in some runs. And now with Wood has the bases loaded off a walk and a hit by pitch. That's going to call for Allie Walljasper, who, by the way, played for LSU, spent some time over with the Tigers, one of the legends over there in Baton Rouge. Now is going to come have a word with Wood. And, you know, this is, I think, a settle-down moment for the pitcher more than anything, is just trying to settle her out. But for Florida, you know, Caraway needs either a productive out here or find some way on base, which obviously would score a run, but just get an opportunity for Reynoso and Lindsay to turn that order over here, and this could turn from maybe a 1 or 2 run situation to what Coach Walton was looking for at the start of the day, which is when Florida gets in these situations, capitalizing, foot on the gas, take advantage. And this is one of the toughest situations to hit in, because pretty much when you've got second and third or the bases loaded, you got to get it to the outfield. And Caraway, the slapper, you're trying to get something maybe on a line drive or hard hit through one of the holes or one of the gaps.
Caraway batting .375. She grounded out to the pitcher first time up, 0-for-1. Bases loaded for Florida as the first pitch is high and away against the lefty for ball one. Florida looking to add to a 3-0 lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Goddard at third base, Cottrell at second, Roberts at first. This is across the plate right down the middle for a called strike. 1-1. Sophia Reynoso on deck. The 1-1 pitch from Wood. Bouncing ball to second. The throw will come home. Close but in time. Much to the dislike of the home fans.
Well, that's certainly going to draw some ire. As safe at first base is Caraway. A critical out for Longwood. And a perfectly executed throw back home is Jamie Hoover.
That will be scored 4-2 on the fielder's choice.
For a second thought, I saw her name on the snap broadcast. So they throw her out at home, second to the catcher. Scored 4-2, fielder's choice. And Hoover did check into the game to pinch run.
Reynoso fouls it off for strike one. One out. Bases still loaded.
Well, this is a tough spot for any pitcher here.
Good eye there as Reynoso thought about it, but then held off and took it low for a ball. Evens the count at 1-1. Gators with 5 hits. And that one hit her. So two-hit batsman is going to play to run. Coming home to score is Cottrell, and the Gators lead it 4-0.
Sophia Reynoso, truly the master of the hit-by-pitch, the way she positions her body, the way she can toe that line of avoiding leaning into the pitch but putting herself in a situation where it's almost hard not to hit her. You think back to 2019, in hit-by-pitch per game, she was top 25 in the country. She was 25th, averaging just over 2.5 a game as Longwood will make a pitching change. And before the break here also in the SEC, was second in hit by pitches with 19 a season ago.
Angelina Sherba will come in and pitch. She's a sophomore. We'll take a break, tell you about her when we come back. Ryan Urquhart with some information on our new pitcher.
Yeah, the Gators already up here on Longwood 4-0. Cheyenne Lindsay up at the plate. This is Angela Sherba. Has pitched 1 2/3 innings this year. 5 hits, 7 runs, just 3 of those earned. 5 walks to 2 strikeouts. Has given up 1 long ball.
And Lindsay lifts it over the glove of the second baseman into right field. 1 run will score. That's all they'll get as the throw quickly comes home. But Cheyenne Lindsay gets her first hit of the day, and the Gators add another run. Florida now leads it 5-0.
And for Cheyenne Lindsay, RBI number 5 this season as she knocks in Jamie Hoover, who touches home easily. It was a good relay from the outfield to keep Caraway at third. And now the base is loaded and the lineup turns over.
For Hannah Adams, who's had a pretty good day, had the walk-off, the 1-0 win against North Dakota State earlier today.
Oh, this is not a good sign for the new pitcher in Sherba. She has a 16.2 ERA. I would like to point out that it's very early in the season, so sometimes those numbers can get a little bit skewed by one or two runs.
Adams kind of jammed inside a little bit, pops it up into right field, but it's going to drop for a hit. The wind is blowing in, and Ryan, I think the Mother Nature contributed to that drop there.
Well, Mother Nature is wearing orange and blue today. Blue against that ball as it was sailing in the air. Masticus was coming in trying to make a basket catch, and it just sort of dropped on her. Didn't have a chance to get underneath it, and the bases will stay loaded. The carousel continues to turn for the Gator offense.
That's the 7th hit of the day for Florida. Gators also able to plate another run. 6-0 UF. 3 in the first, 3 here in the fourth, and the base is still loaded for Kendall Lindemann.
Kendall Lindemann, a chance to just bust this game wide open. Florida already with a 6-0 lead. 2 more runs would put us in run rule territory.
And she's looking for her first hit today.
Well, she certainly do.
In fact, everyone in the lineup, 1 through 6, has a hit except for Lindemann.
Well, doesn't that just tee it up? 400 hitter, best returner in the lineup from a season ago.
One out. And that's lined into left field for a base hit. One runner will score to hold the other runner at third. An RBI single for Lindemann. That is 3 consecutive hits for the Gators. We're starting to open it up a little bit here in the fourth.
Yeah, things just escalating quickly here in Gainesville as the Gators continue to find ways to just make that carousel turn. And, you know, during the break, they were playing Highway to the Danger Zone, and I think the Lancers might be in the carpool lane here with Sharla Eccles stepping up to the plate. Bases loaded, had back-to-back home runs on the Lancers last night. And I think this is going to make you a little bit nervous if you're that Longwood coaching staff. Matthews will check in a pinch run for Kendall Lindemann. That'll earn a round of applause. Still only one out in the inning. And with Sherman in the circle, I don't really know what else you can do here besides just take it one pitch at a time and just try and get out of this inning before it gets out of hand.
This will be the 9th batter of the inning. Gators lead at 7-0. 7 runs on 8 hits. Eccles singled back in the first inning and scored. She's also grounded out to second. She'll step in left side against the left-handed pitcher. First pitch high and away for ball one.
Yeah, Sherba wants nothing to do with the strike zone if Sharla Eccles doesn't have anywhere to put her. And really, you're between a rock and a hard place here.
Next pitch inside for a ball, 2-0. There's no room for Sharla Eccles.
Well, I mean, because you can't really walk Sharla Eccles. That would be the 8th run of the day, and it puts you in run rule territory. Simultaneously, you don't really want to put it in the zone because
right.
Sharla can take a yard and hit a grand slam.
4 home runs this season. There's a strike to make it 2-1. The inning began on a base hit by the freshman Bailey Goddard. Cottrell walked. Roberts was hit by a pitch. There's been 2 hit batsmen in the inning. And also 3 consecutive hits. And this one hit to straightaway center field. It's going to be caught out there by Taylor, but the runner will tag. Tagging and scoring. Actually, that was a pinch runner. Scoring on the play was... Okay, no, that was Lindsay. So Cheyenne Lindsay scores the 5th run of the inning. Thought I saw a different number out there, but Lindsay scores for the first time today. And sacrifice fly for Eccles. Now here is Goddard, who started the inning off. They bat around in the 4th.
Yeah, so mark your scorebooks. Put a 4 over that 5. And so on through the rest of it. The Gators now into run rule territory.
And this one popped up, foul territory, first base side, but it will get back to the seats.
Well, nobody makes the catch, so that's going to hurt the fielding percentage of Gator Nation a little bit. But, you know, for Florida, has gotten up to 8-0. And that will mean that for the Lancers on the other side, they'll be down to their final three outs. And this is almost sort of an inverse of what we saw yesterday, right, where the Gators still get off to maybe a hot start in that first inning, 3-0. You felt like they could have got more. But as the game goes on, you're kind of waiting for Florida's offense to show up to the party. They have arrived and made themselves known.
Yeah, and we saw 5 hits in the first game today, only 1 run, and that was in the bottom of the 7th inning. And that momentum carried over, though. They jumped out to a quick 3-0 lead. That one's hit well to right field. That one could be. It is. Kiss it goodbye, because it's goodbye softball. A 3-run homer for Bailey Goddard, and the Gators with a double-digit lead.
Second home run of the campaign for Bailey Goddard. She has been sensational. The Gators, their 9th hit of the day, as Goddard, the moment it left her bat, you knew it was out of the ballpark. What an impressive start to the season for Bailey Goddard. She gets it done however she can and is rewarded on that pitch with a home run over the right field wall.
It's an 8-run 4th inning. The Gators with 11 runs on 9 hits. And again, we've been talking throughout the day the fact that Florida struggled with a 264 average last year, which was last in the SEC, 338 this year, but they have so many players in this lineup that can put it out of the ballpark. We're going to have a pinch hitter for Cottrell. Coming in to hit will be E.C. Taylor, freshman from Arkansas.
E.C. Taylor has seen already 1 at-bat this season. Seems like she's the first freshman off the bench that Coach Walton has gone to. Has seen plenty of time as a pinch runner, so we know she's got some speed between the bags. And so I'm curious to see what she can do with the plate here as the season progresses. I don't think anyone expects her to be in the lineup immediately, but it would be interesting to see how she can develop and improve that swing.
First pitch was a strike. The second pitch to the left-hander is also a strike, and it's quickly nothing and two.
And I think that speaks to what these coaches feel is the potential of Taylor, the slapper, for what she can provide down the line, that they want to get her these ABs early on in her career.
Only 1 out. Well, swing and a miss.
I think the scoreboard
was a little
ahead.
The scoreboard had it wrong. Okay, so it's actually 1-2 now to Taylor. But the only out was that sacrifice fly by Eccles on a ball that was still sharply hit. Line drive out. Next pitch misses for a ball. The count now 2-2. Okay. 2-2 pitch. Kind of jammed her inside, popped up. It's going to get back to the seats. Actually, it's going to get to the net. Won't make it to the seats. Yes, it will. It rolls off the side.
Oh.
But a gentleman can't make the catch, fortunately for him.
And for effort.
Yeah, but he still got the foul ball, even though he dropped it.
He stretched out for it.
But you can't keep him.
No, you can't keep him.
Popped up, foul territory. This one might be playable. The third baseman coming over up against the screen can't make the catch.
Softballs are expensive, man.
Yes.
Very expensive.
Florida 11, Longwood nothing. Here in the 4th, swing and a miss by Taylor. Actually, I had it wrong. That was the 3rd out. I forgot about the fielder's choice in the inning. So.
In your defense, the scoreboard did say 1 out.
Yeah, and that's why I got confused. So thank you, Ryan, for bailing me out there. And speaking of bailing out, a big inning for the Gators, highlighted by the 3-run homer by Bailey Goddard. Florida has opened it up. It's 11-0 Gators as we head to the 5th.